Good evening, Aboisai. I hope that's okay with you, but considering the fact that it's a few days before Shavuos, and Shavuos being closely connected to David HaMelech, Rus being great-grandmother of David HaMelech, and David HaMelech being connected so closely to Shavuos and Megillas Rus, I want to share with you very quickly something which is connected to what we're learning as well. A very interesting, very beautiful Ben Yoda. And if I may just share this very important and very beautiful thought that I saw on Shabbos. Sefer Melachim starts with the very end of the life, the final years of David HaMelech. And there's a very fascinating concept that we find about the very, very beginning of Sefer Melachim. It says, V'amelech David, literally the first pasuk in Sefer Melachim. V'amelech David, David HaMelech, Zoken, he was old, Baba Yomim. V'alichesu b'vgodim, he was covered with clothes, V'loicham lo, and he wasn't, He couldn't get warm. He was so old and frail. And however much they tried to warm up David HaMelech because of his age, he couldn't warm him up. And Sukkim continued describing that there are other ways of warming him up, but he couldn't really get warm. The Rashi over here brings a fascinating Gemara. Rashi wants to understand why was he punished like that. Nebuch, imagine it's agony for an old man. Couldn't get warm. They covered him one layer, two layers, three layers. And he couldn't get quite comfortable. He couldn't get warm. Agony, it's a punishment. What was he? Why did he get punished like that? Why was David HaMelech punished? Why was he punished like that? Rashi brings the Gemara in Brochas. And Rashi says the following. Says Rashi, whoever is mevazeb godim, is not respectful to clothe, he's not respectful, mevazeb godim clothing, does not get any benefit, does not derive benefit from them at the end. Lefi, since Shekorah, he tore Knaf HaMe'il, the corner of the garment, Leshol, of Shol, therefore he was punished. Rashi and the Gemara, he's referring to a Gemara, to a pasuk in Shmuel, the incident that Shaul HaMelech was literally trying to kill David, and more than once it looked as he was going to be successful and kill David HaMelech. He wasn't a king yet, he was just escaping from Shol. And more than once, it looked like it was really going to be. At one point, the pasuk describes in Sefer Shmuel how he was nearly there, but he was Shaul HaMelech went to sleep in the camp, and David, with his few men, he didn't have a lot of men with him. He managed to go into the, what's the right word? To infiltrate, is that the word? Yeah, to go into Shaul HaMelech's camp. And while Shaul HaMelech was sleeping, he was literally able to kill him. And the truth is, al pi halacha de mafarshim and the achronim write, could be even at the head to kill Shaul because he was a roidev. And he was chasing David, and he could even easily, both physically and halachic, he could have killed Shaul, who happens to have been his shver, his father-in-law. But he decides not to kill him. What does he do instead? And even his soldiers tell him, kill him, kill him. He's trying to kill you. Why don't you kill him? That's what the pasuk says. But he decides to do something else. He cuts the knaf HaMe'il, the corner of the garment of soldiers, as evidence. Evidence that, you see, I could have killed you, but I didn't. He cuts it off, and whilst everybody's sleeping, he runs off with that knaf HaMe'il, the corner of the garment of Shaul HaMelech. The next day, he goes up on a hill, as the pasuk describes, and he waves it to Shaul. He says, listen, I could have killed you. I've got evidence of you. I've got the knaf, the corner. This is your royal garment. This is knaf, this is the corner. I could have killed you, and I didn't. And Shaul HaMelech tells you, know what? You are tzaddik, you're a good man. I'm not going to harm you. It didn't last for very long because shortly afterwards, Shaul HaMelech decided again to chase David. It didn't last for very long, but a bit of time it helped. So that's what David HaMelech did. And this is why he got punished, because he cut off the corner of the mail of the garment of Shaul. That's why he got punished. He was mevazeh, was disrespectful to a garment. And because of that disrespect, because of that, he got punished and garments wouldn't warm him up in his older age. There's a question over here, Rabbi. What is the obvious question? Pardon? Oh, you're talking about chassidus. I'm not there yet. What's the question? Yeah. Well, yes, or even more than that. Why did he deserve punishment? Why did he deserve punishment? He did a true act of he could have killed him and he didn't. And he, instead of killing him, he cut off a corner of a garment. Because of that, you deserve punishment. On the contrary, you could have killed Shaul and he didn't. So because of that, you get punished. That clothes will warm you up later years. What did he do wrong? What was the wrong thing? What was the chet, the sin that he did, that because of that, he got punished? Baal Tashchis. Okay, maybe Baal Tashchis. Rabbi said, but the question is a very powerful question. Oh, very good. Very good. But the question makes sense. Question is a good question. Yeah? So I want to tell you what I saw yesterday. Be'ezer Hashem, Achayne L'Odom Das. I saw yesterday the Ben Yoyodo. The Ben Yoyodo brings, the Heilige Ben Yoyodo, one of the greatest Svartish Gdoilim. He brings in his most beautiful Sefer in Ben Yoyodo. He writes the most beautiful answer. He asks this question. And he says, I will tell you, he brings from a Medrash. He says that Knaf Amiel refers to... What's Knaf? To, that's right. He told he cut off the tzitzis. But we learned, and it's not much relevant to what we're learning. We learned a couple of weeks ago that what happens if you cut off the corner of the garment? Is the garment still chayev or is it potter with tzitzis? Rabbi Isai. That's right. If you cut off the corner, so you've cut off the tzitzis, and the garment is still chayev tzitzis. Why? It's got five corners. It's got five corners. Says the Ben Yoyodo, look at this beautiful teretz. It's ga'oinish. It's so beautiful. Says the Ben Yoyodo, he was still chai b'tzitzis. He made Shaul HaMelech be over on tzitzis, on wearing a five-cornered garment without wearing tzitzis. Because there was five corners and the tzitzis was cut off. There's only three tzitzis left. And because of that, he was sleeping, he was unaware, but he was still sleeping, he was still wearing, for a bit of time, a garment that was chai b'tzitzis, and there was no tzitzis on it because he cut it off. He said that was wrong. He should have cut it off in a different way. Should have cut it from the front, or should have cut it off in a different way, not to cut off the tzitzis. Because by cutting off the tzitzis, he made Shaul HaMelech be over an avera. There's no heter for that. No heter for that. But lefisha kora knaf ameil, says Rashi, beautiful Gemara in Brochas. Lefisha kora, since he cut, knaf ameil. So beautiful. It's so emistic. The corner of the garment, lefisha kora, since it was knaf ameil, the corner of the garment, leshol. That's why in his later years when he was old, that he didn't get warmed anymore by clothes. Yes. Very good question. This is a beautiful question. I was hoping nobody would ask that. I don't know. No, it was at night. The poster says it was by night. He said, I don't know the answer to that. It's a good question. The question on Ben Yoyodo. I don't know. Maybe he slept. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I'm raising my hands. Yes. He does mention that as well. Yeah. So, but it's definitely a good point. Yeah. Yeah, that's the Ben Yoyodo, and I thought it's a very interesting thought to share with you. Okay. Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to be learning Simon Yud Aleph, and we're up to Sif Tezvov. Okay, Sif Tezvov tells something which is very negal, and might say, teaches us the following. Yesh Oimrim, some say, Shetzoich Letaktek, one should be careful. Sheyitla Tzitzioiz Le'oirei Chatalis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, one should be careful, some say one should be careful. Le'daktek, to be careful, Chiyitla tzitzios, that the tzitzis should be hanging, le'oirei chatalis, horizontal of the talis, the bo'inon, because we need, sh'tein lo'itefes ala keren, it should be hanging down on the corner, I'm going to explain that shortly, perish, meaning, tolu ala keren, it should be hanging over the corner, v'imayo berochvo, if it would be vertical, loy ha'inot, it wouldn't be hanging down. I'm going to explain that in a minute. Shari klape karka lotoy, because it's facing down to the ground. Says the Shulchan Aruch the following. These tzitzis, we're not going to investigate them too closely, okay? Just for the idea of what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, is that when you have the tzitzis, you should make sure they are not in... like this. When you have the tzitzis coming down from the corner, they should not be hanging down like this. The way they should be, however the tzitzis or the talis is on your body, you have to ensure that it should be noitefes al hakeren. It should be hanging down or dangling down maybe over the corner like this. Now our audio listeners will have a trouble understanding this, but that's what happens when you don't come to Shia, I suppose. It should be hanging down over the corner, not just facing down like this, but they should always be going across the, how would you describe it better than that? They should be across the width. Yeah, can someone explain it better? you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? So it depends very much how you have your tzitzis. So for instance, if the tzitzis are just... It depends very much how the tzitzis are. So say somebody's got the tzitzis. Can I be matriarch to come for a minute? So it depends. If the poskim say, what I'm saying now, the poskim said, you might have to face the... Okay, if you have... Do you mind to have it for a minute? If you have the tzitzis in this way, so the tzitzis, like this, would be the wrong way. Because they're facing down. So you have to have them like this. Yeah, they should always be coming across, going down. They should have to pass through the court, go across the corner. Does that make sense? Yeah? Thank you very much. Okay. So, pardon? Very good. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks about that. Because the pasuk, so let me just go to the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch again. Some say, one should be careful. The tzitzis should be hanging, I was going to say horizontal of the talus, the ba'inon, because we need shetein no tefes al hakeren, should be going down over, they have to go past the corner, perish toloy al hakeren, should be hanging down over the keren, over the corner, v'imoya b'rochvoy, and if we'll be just going down, loy ha'enoite, if we'll be hanging down, shari klape kaker lo toloy, because it's going to, just going to face directly the floor. Yesh oimrim, and he adds an additional locha, she'en los is shum beged. You should not add anything, benikve atalis, into the hole of the talis. No, don't add anything there. Shemachnisim ba tzitzio is where the tzitzis go across, in that hole. Don't put anything in there. Yesh matirin, some do allow it, v'chein nogun, that is the minik. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotten, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotten Ayin Gimel says the following: the Ba'inon Hainu Ben Mishas Atliya, whether you are hanging, you are putting the tzitzis in, Oy Achkach or later on. At all times, you need to make sure that the tzitzis go horizontal. Im Nishmetu Letzad Mato, and if they slide down, Letzad Mato going down, Yachsirem, put them back in the right place. Because lechatchil, it's all lechatchil. Avol b'di'evet, if however b'di'evet it ends up in the wrong place, ain't kpei de bazaar. It doesn't matter b'di'evet. Ach al kol ponim, but at the very least, Yisrael should be careful. Ma'od shelo yatzitzis tluim balachsin. They should not be vertical, going right into the corner. Al keren zovies mamash in the corner. Mipnei shominig akaroim. That is the meaning of the karites. The akaroim, the ones who only learn Torah, the ones who only were mekabel Torah. Shabiksav, not Torah Shabal Peh. Because they said he has to be mamash going across, mamash go over the corner, literally. Exactly. Right into the corner. Diagonally. That's right, thank you. That's the minigah karoim shoysim kain. So you make sure not to have the tzitzis. Just make sure at all times the tzitzis shouldn't be right, going right like this. I mean, just make sure they're not like this, because this is the minigah karoim. This is the minig akaroim, so ensure that it's not like that. It should go always over the keren. So if you've got your tzitzis, if your tzitzis are like this, then make sure that...
It shouldn't just hang straight down.
Like this.
Hang on the other side straight down.
Yeah, that's right. Not down. Because it's nothing to do with the corner. It has to be like this.
Should be hit that. Yeah. So the string coming from the hole to the corner of the garment.
Correct. Horizontal, that's right. Yeah. Correct. I mean, like, you have to make sure not to have. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. 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 So, and the Shulchan Aruch then adds an additional locha that. Yes, I'm she'ein lo se shum beged benikve atalis, not to add anything into the hole. The Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Dalet teaches that shum beged de ba'inon she'at tzitzis munach al haknaf. The Mishnah Berurah in Ayin Dalet says that we need that the tzitzis go right into the corner, into the hole of the corner. V'lo al davar acher, v'lo al davar she'u munach al haknaf. Not something, the tzitzis shouldn't go in something which is inserted in the knaf. So it has to be directly, therefore, according to our opinion, don't put anything added in the hole. Don't put anything in the hole. Just the tzitzis only, nothing else. The minig is to be matir. That means, for instance, if you've got a label or something, it wouldn't be according to the minig. Imagine you've got a label for the price of the talus. Yeah, can you imagine a label? It's a good place to put the doll. So according to the yesh matirin v'chenoagu, you would be okay.
You
No, people generally do. People generally do. I think so. But it's natural. It doesn't really, it's normally, it's the natural place of the tzitzis. So, yeah. Yeah. Right. How did it just remind me, why should it be a problem? Right, so you haven't got this cum to some extent. The Emma says, if I'm not mistaken, the Mishneh Berurah says that precisely because of that, the ones who don't have it like that, the Mishneh Berurah says it's precisely because of that. Yeah. 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 Right. Okay. Simon Yud Beis is going to teach us the halachas, what happens if some of the tzitzis tear. Ever happened to you that some of the tzitzis tear? When has it actually become possible? What's lechatchila? What's possible? That's all in Simon Yud Beis. Before we proceed, I must rectify a mistake which I made. I made a mistake, and I'd like to thank Binyamin Zev, who pointed out to me. I made a mistake with regards to the Deiraisa. We spoke about the Deiraisa when do you actually fulfill the mitzvah, say Deiraisa of tzitzis, not the Rabbanon, the tzitzis. Not the Rabbanon, but the Deiraisa level of tzitzis. So what the Bialocha said, and that's Mishneh Berurah also early means that as well, is that you're fulfilling the mitzvah, say Deiraisa of tzitzis, when you've made a double knot, you've gone around three times, and then you've made an additional knot. That is what the Mishneh Berurah says, and unlike what I said earlier, that is what the Mishneh Berurah says. You make a double knot, you go three times around, you make an additional knot, that is when you're fulfilling mitzvah zeh deraisa. It's not so poshut. Not sure. Yeah. Okay, now, what's Rabbi Sai, what's your opinion? When does the tzitzit become possible? When does it, how much need to tear that the tzitzit becomes possible? What do you think? Less than four, it's still kosher. Less than four? Depends where. When does tzitzit become possible? Less than four, it's possible. I've always said, when does tzitzit become possible? Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions. We're going to go through the first one tonight, the Mitzvah Hashem. Tvorim ha-poislim betzitzis. I'm going to say, just we're going to be learning only the first of the two opinions tonight. Im nifsiku kol chutei ha-knaf. If the Shulchan Aruch's words is im nifsiku kol chutei ha-knaf, if all the tzitzis tore, kol chutei ha-knaf, they're all tore, v'nishtaya mohem, and all that remains, ikdei anivas kol achutim hapsukim biyachat kosher. Veim loy nishe kdei aniva perish veyakisu is achoshin tagum veyanvun afilu bechut echot shenifsa kuloi posul. Just to get a few concepts clear before we go through the Shulchan Aruch. First of all, the concept of kdei aniva. Kdei aniva literally means kdei aniva is to make a loop. Do you know how to make to tie with making a loop? Well, there must be a better word for that. If you make a knot, a bow, just a regular, yeah, if you make it, yeah, without two, just with one, is that called a regular bow? If you make a regular bow, that's called kenei aniva. How much centimeter? But you need to first go around all the tzitzis, and then afterwards make a bow. How much centimeters would that be, roughly? We'll need to know that, because that's going to be very important. That's called kenei aniva. Enough, sufficient to make a bow. How many centimeters is that?
Four
centimeters? Who said? About four centimeters? Yeah, about four? Yeah? About both sides?
A full bow may
have enough. A bow. You go around all the tzitzis. You take one, you go all the tzitzis, and then you'll be able to make a bow with it.
Two strings?
No, one.
But one in itself?
Right? Yes. Something similar to...
Not like this?
No. How much would that be? 2 centimeters? Yeah? 4 centimeters? 4, 2. So the Poskim actually do mention 4 centimeters. Poskim mention, but it probably depends a little bit about the thickness of the tzitzit that we're talking about, but we'll speak about that more. So about that's kidei aniva. Just to get the concept clear, that's kidei aniva. So im nifsiku kol chutei ha-knaf. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if all they're all tall, but the toy that you can still make a loop, you can still make a kedei aniva, then it remains kosher. So we're learning that this opinion says that as long as you've got a kedei aniva, you're okay. So imagine if you've got all the tzitzis And they're all tall, but you've got still the 4 centimeters. You go look at the Haniva. The tzitzis is kosher, according to this opinion. They're all tall. Finishtaya by him kede anivas kol achutim apsukim biyachat kosher. But im loy nisha kede aniva, if one of them is not kede aniva, it's been torn, cut, torn off, that is not kede aniva, afilu bechut echot shenifsaku loy posul. Says that if you've got one that is torn off completely, that you haven't got kede aniva anymore, then it's going to be posul. Rabbi, how many strings are there on each tzitzis? 8, 4. 4. It's actually 4. So when we talk about one having losing completely kedei aniva, it's actually talking about that you've got kedei aniva left of the entire chut, the entire string. So if you've got kedei aniva on one side, and it goes right, and on the other side it's still complete, it's still going to be kosher, because it's true that you haven't got kedei aniva on this side. But if you look at the whole string, you still got a kedei aniva. What happens on both sides if the same string is kedei aniva, is less than kedei aniva on one side, and the same string on the other side is also less than kedei aniva? Then it's going to be possible. So again, if you've got one kedei aniva cut on one side, and all the other ones are longer kedei aniva, it's kosher. The only problem is if it's on two sides. If it's on two sides, then you've got a bit of a problem. Because it could be that it's the same string. And since it's the same string, you may not have kedei aniva altogether. And that's when you've got a problem.
But you do add up the two.
Good question. That's a machlokes aposkim, machlokes achronim. The meister we pass can, we don't add them up. What?
What if you can figure out?
Okay, very good. What if you can figure out? I'll leave this question out for a moment. Okay? Yeah. Very good. So the minig is, the Shulchan Aruch is going to speak about this, that really when you've got two strings, you always got a bit of a problem. If you've got two strings that are less than kedei aniva, you could always wonder, is this maybe the same string? And if it's the same string, then the tzitzis become pasul. If it's not the same string, it's okay, because you need more than one string. The kedei aniva of one string it only becomes pasul if you've got less than kedei aniva of one string. It doesn't matter. If it's two strings, you've got a problem, because maybe it's the same string. So the answer is that normally the minhag is, and Shulchan Aruch says, this is a better example, the minhag is when a person makes tzitzis, and this is universal, when you make the tzitzis, you're going to make it on one side, and you're going to ensure that you've got always, this is always one side, they have been always on one side for the entire creation of the tzitzis, and those are the other ones. So these are always on one side, and these are always the other. That means that if you have got one over here that is less kedei aniva, and on the same side, it's also less than kedei aniva, could it theoretically be a posul tzitzis?
No.
It can't. It can't, because it can't be the same string. However, what happens if it's on one over here is less than kedei aniva, and on the other side is also less than kedei aniva? Then you may potentially have a problem. And you do have a problem. Because it could be, we have to assume that it's the same string. And you've got less kedei aniva here, less kedei aniva there, you might have a string that is less than, you might have the same, might not number the same, and it might say it's possible. So we're going to be speaking about this in greater detail tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Let's just recap briefly what we've learned tonight. We learned tonight in Sif Tezvav that one person should be medaktek, that he should be going across the knaf, over the knaf, shall I say. Should be horizontal, tzitzis should always be horizontal, not going right down, facing the floor, should be going over the corner. However, but yeah, but it doesn't matter if it goes right down vertically. We also learned the minhag karoim is they should be mamash going be'alachson, mamash diagonally, slanty, that's a minhag karoim, that one should ensure that it's never like that. We also learned that one should make sure, some say one should make sure, that one should not add anything into the hole of the tzitzis, but the Shulchan Aruch says, Yishmatirim, Samamati, V'chenuagun, and that is the minhag. We then started speaking about the sugi of Dom and Poslim et tzitzis, which we'll speak in greater detail tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, about this, but we started learning about the concept of kedei aniva. If you make a loop, that's the minimum shear of a tzitzis string, and we also started speaking about the concept of the two parallel areas of the tzitzis, and we'll speak in much greater detail in Mitzvah tomorrow about this sugi. Good evening, Abbosai.